For the last couple of days, I have been thinking about a passage that has been convicting me. And I've talked to a few people about this passage, and it's very encouraging in one way, yet very challenging in another way. And it is couched in the context of qualities of a sound church. In Titus chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, Paul encourages Titus to exhort the bondservants. In our day and time, it would be like employees, those who work for another. And he exhorts them by saying to be obedient to their own masters, to be well-pleasing in all things, not answering back, not stealing, but showing all good fidelity. Notice why. That they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior. Notice, in all things. The word adorn there, I just want to use one example. In Revelation 21 in verse number 2, how Jesus talks about that bride, the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of God, prepared as a bride adorned. The word cosmos is our word, cosmetics. It's the idea of being properly arrayed. Something that is prepared. Something that has been taken time to make look good. Think about that, and I have been just convicted by this text, because our responsibility is to take God's word in our hearts, apply it to our lives, and make our God look good. Everything about us, our speech, our homes, the way we work, the way we recreate, our integrity, everything about us ought to make God look good. Everything. I thought about, as the people of God here, are we doing all that we can, individually and collectively, to make God look good, to make the doctrine look good? It is the teachings of God that truly make us look the way that we're supposed to look. And then we turn around and we say, to God be the glory. Paul said, I am that I am by the grace of God. Friends, it is through God's grace that we receive teaching. It is that teaching that teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. Friends, I truly believe that we ought to do all that we can, and if we're not doing all that we can, and I believe all of us here are, to make God look good, to make his teaching look good in everything that we do. You know what that also challenges us to do? To watch our speech. To not get upset so quickly. To give people the benefit of the doubt, but also see people for who they really are. When I stop and I consider that, I think about people who try to get over on Christians. Doesn't matter. I think about people who try to get over on the Lord. It's fine. What we're going to do, we're going to make sure that God gets the glory in our lifestyle. And that's a challenge. It requires us preparing ourselves properly. It requires us making sure that we think all of our words through. So let us do our best to adorn the doctrine of God. Let's do our best to make God look good in everything that we do. And I know God will be well pleased with us. If you're not a child of God, we want you to consider those words. You can't adorn the doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of God, if you're not in Christ. All good, all grace, all salvation is in Christ. That's where it is. That's where it's found. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Turn away from sin by repenting, confessing Jesus Christ to be Lord, and be buried in water for the remission of your sins. What a blessing to be in Christ. And friends, what a blessing for us to be in Christ, because we can, in all good fidelity, we can, in all goodness, glorify our God, adorn the doctrine of God in everything that we do. So the next time we want to say something, the next time we want to do something, the next time we want to be a representation of God, let's make sure that we do our best at it, that God may be adorned. As we stand and as we sing to save his invitation.